Pakistan's Interior Minister Moinuddin Hadar said that agents from the FBI have joined the hunt for abductor Daniel Pearl.
Police is trying its very best, and it is not only our police. We have given permission to FBI to come and join us. So they are part of us also now. They are helping us, especially on the cyber, on the internet, on the emails, on other things. So they are also putting our help together. So ye jo baat kehni hai ki our police is not informed, I can quote you many examples of many countries where things take time to get solved. But we hope Daniel Pearl is alive, and we hope that we can reach the culprits and we can bring them before law. We're trying.
Inspector General of Police Syed Kamal Shah told reporters during a press conference that it was not pre-planned to kidnap him, and said they will soon trace the culprits.
In case of Daniel Pearl, this plan of his detention or kidnapping was not chalked out as appears from the scanning of the email correspondence. They offered to him that you send out the questions and we would send you the answers. It was he who was keen to meet them. We feel that it was not pre-planned to kidnap him. He provided an opportunity and it gave them food for thought to detain him and commit this kidnapping. Okay. So we have to trace those people. We know who they are.
Because you must remember, this gang was not operating in Karachi. The introduction and the interviews and the appointments and the friendship all started from Pindi. It did not. So there's a lot of coordination being done. We are very hopeful of being, you know, we are very close yet very far till we can apprehend them. And there's a lot of things which we cannot tell.
Rahimullah Yousafzai, a top Pakistani journalist who has interviewed both Bin Laden and Mullah Muhammad Omar, said Pearl and his wife Marine met him in Peshawar to ask him about the whereabouts of Taliban leaders.
Especially he wanted to ask me about the whereabouts of the Taliban leaders, because he thought that some of them may have escaped to Pakistan. So he was, he wanted to meet some of them if possible, and he asked me if this can be arranged. I told him that it is possible that some Taliban officials are in Pakistan, that they have escaped after the fall of their government. But I told him that I have not met any of them. And I said they may not want to meet any journalists because they are underground.
Pearl was kidnapped in Karachi on January 23rd, apparently by a previously unknown group called the National Movement for the Restoration of Pakistani Sovereignty, that has demanded the US release its prisoners from the Afghan War. Poonam Dagar, ANI.